the motherfucking brain, honey.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
What?
Hello? Hello, good afternoon.
Who the hell? Yes.
Hello, good afternoon. Is this John?
Who is this?
My name is Kenny and I'm calling on behalf of Contour Mortgage. Is this Mr. Smith?
Or who? Yes. Where are you from?
Contour Mortgage, sir. How are you doing this afternoon,
sir? I'm good. I'm listening.
That's great to know. The reason of my call, sir, is regarding credit that you did recently for a credit inquiry for a mortgage transaction. And we're actually calling you so you could actually, you know, compare pricing for your current offer. Were you actually trying to purchase or were you trying to sell, refinance?
No. I'm a first-time buyer. But I'm a little confused. Only thing I did was with my bank. My bank called you?
It's because that's actually the reason that we're actually calling you, so you can actually do comparing the pricing. Keep in mind, sir, that you do have 45 days, so you can actually, you know, look around to see who gives you a better offer.
Okay.
My name is Kenny from Contour Mortgage, sir.
No, I understand. I'm just surprised because I didn't do. I'm not. What I did was this. Okay, I am looking to buy, not like the second, but I am looking to buy. I just did a pre-approval with my bank because I don't want all these inquiries on my credit. Okay, my credit is like 775. Right, and I don't want all of this stuff on my credit.
No.
So
the only thing I did was.
That's
the reason why I'm advising you that you have to keep in mind that you do have 45 days in order to look around to see who actually gives you the better and the lowest offer, correct? And during those 45 days, you have a way to look around to who gives you that better deal, but it's not going to affect your credit at all, sir.
Right.
It doesn't affect your credit.
It's just me, but to be honest with you, like I said, I'm a first-time buyer, and I haven't never bought anything. I haven't bought a property. I'm a first-time buyer, but I actually don't know what part of New Jersey I want to live in. So, see, that's the problem.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do?
I work in Paramus. I wouldn't mind traveling up to an hour away. But it's just me. I have no family. I have nobody. So I don't want nothing too big. And I don't want no huge house. I want something very little. Something just for me. Just me and my Yorkie terror. So you see, my needs are very minimal, but I haven't really did any searching because what happened was, I paid off all my debt. I took a little loan out. So the only debt I have is one bill for $379 a month. During that, they asked me from PNC Bank, you know, you are pre-approved for a mortgage. I was like, oh, really? Let me know. But I hadn't even done any investigation or anything. I don't know. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I don't know anything.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Mr. Smith, is that I'm going to go ahead and connect you with my agents in the States, and they're going to give you more information, okay, because they know more information than I do. So just bear with me on the line. I'm going to introduce you to them so you can speak with them regarding what is it that you're looking for, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, great. Give me a second. I'm going to introduce you to them. Stay on the line with me. Thank you. They're going to go ahead and provide you with that information. Just go ahead and speak with them regarding what you just told me, and then you can actually, they're going to give you more details, okay? Since it's your first time that you're buying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Hi, Ryan. Ickley speaking.
Hi, Ryan. My name is Kenny, and I have Mr. John Smith on the other line. He wants to purchase. And he wants to get more information.
Okay. John Smith, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Put them through.
Okay. Can you take over?
Sure. Hi, Mr.
Okay.
Smith.
You guys have a nice day.
All right. Thank you. Hello. How are you?
Good, good. My name is Ryan Akeley. I'm a loan officer with Contour Mortgage. Thank you so much for taking the call today. So you're looking to purchase a property?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. Okay.
Sure.
I was going to buy another car, right? And I got the money from my bank, but then I decided, let me pay off all my bills. So I don't have any bills now. I only have one bill now that's $379 a month. My credit score is like 772. I never bought anything. I'll be a first-time buyer. So when I was at the bank, you know, finalizing my loan, they were like, listen, you qualify for, you pre-approved for a mortgage. So I was like, oh, really? Well, put it through. Let me see what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really, at that moment, wasn't looking. That's how you probably got my number, because that's the only thing that I've done so far. Like, I would tell them,
right,
to say, yes, I would like to buy my own. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of paying rent. Right now, I live in Hackensack, but I don't know what area I want to live in. To be honest with you, I don't know anything. I'm totally in the dark about this whole process. Or what I would have to do. Yeah, I know nothing. So, she called me, but I don't really have answers because I don't know where I would want to live at, you know?
Right, right. And, yes, that's something that you were thinking about. So I totally get that. You know, basically, if you're renting
right now. And I
would like
to see
if
I. I'm like, well, right now I rent. I pay $964. So it's not a lot. But I would like to, like, have my own, you know. But like I was telling the young lady, that it's just me, okay? I don't have no family, okay? I mean, that's going to move with me. I have family, but that's going to move with me. It's just me my Yorkie. That's it.
Gotcha.
I don't need no big, extravagant thing. I'm not looking for that. I'll be honest with you, I would like to have something. It was like around $1,500 a month, but I don't even know if that's feasible. You know, I don't know. I don't know anything. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. With the price, I mean, yeah, with the prices in Jersey and New York, it'd be a little high for that. It might be a little more than $1,600 a month. The best thing we can do is kind of take a look at everything and see what we can get you approved for. And then kind of go from there, if that's something that you're interested in.
Well, like I said, I'm not ready to make a move right now. And like I said, I went with PNC because that's who I bank with. They gave me a pre-approval already. But then what happened was, like, I have with my experience, I have a credit monitoring. And it's like everybody's, like, trying to, like, inquire on my credit report, and I don't want that. I don't want that. I worked very, very hard on my credit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I
don't want all this. Right. I don't want all these things. So they already alerted me that, you know, and when I did it with PNC, they was like, oh, it's no effect on your credit. But there's two people that tried to get my credit report for TransUnion. I don't want that, Mike. I don't want that right now. I don't want that.
Yeah, no.
You know?
And you're not ready yet because, like I said, you weren't even looking to move at this point.
Right, no. And I would like to see if I would be able to qualify for any kind of grants first. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why would I want to pay? If I'm a first-time buyer, I should qualify for something.
Yeah, I mean, they have many different programs for first-time home buyers with, not a lot of down payment that you would need. Is that something that you were looking to do, like, because you were mentioning a grant?
Well, yeah, I would like to see if I could get something like that. I'm going to put a down payment down of myself.
Sure.
But,
okay.
I'd like to see if I have anything else, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Well,
so,
I mean, since you're not really looking, go ahead.
At this moment, no. Not like this second. I do want to eventually, but like I said, I don't really know, like, because I'm 62, right? So I don't really know that if what I'm looking to do is maybe I should wait till I want to retire and then go to some place like Maryland or PA where I could probably get to $1,500. I don't know if that's even feasible me doing. You understand? Meaning, like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a mortgage like that, and that's what I'm willing to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm willing to do.
Of course.
So,
what,
you know what I'm saying?
You,
maybe
what did the bank pre-approve you for?
I just asked anything, and they approved me for $200,000.
Okay, gotcha.
I just threw that number out. But believe me, I'm quite sure I can get more than that. I'm quite sure.
Yeah,
I've dealt with I've had two car loans that paid off early. I have two credit cards with like credit limits are very high. And anytime I go in there, as like I said, I was trying to buy the car, I couldn't get the car, so I just took out the personal loan out, $17,000. They gave it to me right there, right there on the screen.
Yeah, see,
so
more because you have good credit, so that's good.
Right. So I said two because, like I said, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. So I just said two, but I didn't know what the hell to ask for. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I was pre-approved for that. So
understood. Are you currently working, John?
Yes, I've been on my job 14 years. I work for Coach USA. I'm a bus driver.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's not like I don't make money. I make about $80,000, but I'm just saying that's comfortable with what I'm willing to pay. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, the work is there, and I can work like crazy, but I don't want to work like that. I'm getting older now. So 15 is comfortable for me. Could I probably pay 18 to 19? Yeah, I probably could. But 15 is comfortable. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to find anything like that. I don't know if my put it this way, my dreams are unrealistic. I don't know if they are. Let me put it that to you.
Right. You have to do some research and find out where you want to live and
but I wouldn't
take
even mind even having a condo. I wouldn't even mind that. Now, I'm pretty much sure I can get a condo for that, right?
I would think. I mean, if you were looking for, like, let's say, a condo in Florida something like that. Yeah, you probably could find something a little easier in that price range than you would a house, definitely.
Right. So, like I said, I still have, like, maybe three more years I'm going to work. So
sure.
I don't know if it's maybe I have to move out of Jersey for what I'm looking to pay. You understand?
For a condo, right now, I would say you would, because the prices are very high right now for what you're looking for.
And the same for house, too, right?
Of course. Yeah. The prices are a little higher now. So if you're not ready to do anything, you're not ready to move yet, you just kind of wanted to see what was out there and look for a condo, definitely, do some research. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what it is, too? Like I said, I've been in my apartment now 14 years. Okay?
Right.
I paid $964. Why go and start paying $1,800 when I could pay $900? And
yeah,
I actually live 5 minutes
from right now.
Right. I live 5 minutes from my job. 5 minutes.
You're in a good position.
Right. I have to take that into account, too. Don't just say I want to get something, and then now I'm doing way, way more. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying when I have something really, really good here, because not too many people pay under $1,000 rent for no one-bedroom apartment.
No, definitely not. That's actually a pretty good thing. John, let me do this. Do you have an email address I can send information to?
Yes.
What is your email?
It's John.
Mm-hmm.
And it's JRSYCTY at AOL.com, short for Jersey City.
Jersey City, gotcha. Perfect. So John, JRSYCTY at AOL.com.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And if I come across, like, certain properties, if I see, like, a condo – and I see that it's kind of in that price range, and I'll send you information, and then hopefully we can keep in contact.
Let me just ask you one other thing.
Already? Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Let me just ask you one other thing. How does somebody go that's a first time buyer? How do you go finding places that will give you the grants? Where do you look for that?
Well, basically, you're gonna find a lender You know, we're a lender, but we can go through a lot of different programs, and we can show you different programs that for first-time home buyers. And they do have, you know, they have programs that have grants, but they also have programs that, you know, will have, you know, 1% down, things like that. So that's all offered to first-time home buyers.
Okay.
But the lender can show you all that.
To get that started, what does one have to do? Be ready.
Basically,
that's number one,
yeah,
right?
That's it. Be ready. And I'll send you information on the programs. And then have you take a look at them.
Would you be able to give me your personal information, too? So maybe that I, when I am, because I do want to do it, but I just like not this week, but I would like to in the, you know, very near future, wish to have my own. So would you be able to give
I'll
me
send
your
you the,
information?
I'll send you the email, and it'll have all my contact information and all the information about me and my company, and I'll send that over to you.
One other question. I hope you don't mind me asking you, because I don't know anything, so I'm trying to
ask me as many questions as you want. Absolutely.
Is it better to go through a mortgage lender or a bank? Like I said, if you have a good relationship with a bank, would you say go with the bank or what?
What I would do is I would compare. So I would get, I would get a quote from your bank, but then I would also get a quote from, you know, other lenders just to compare and see if you're getting the best deal. Sometimes, you know, banks, you know, can give you a better deal, but then there's times that they have, you know, more fees or they might have more points added to them. Those are all the things you have to look at. But you should definitely get more than one so that you can compare and make sure that, you know, you're getting the best deal.
Okay. Well, okay, well, send me the information. So this is what I'm really looking. I'm really looking at, like in January. Maybe I could go and start preparing then. That won't be too late, will it?
Not at all. I mean, it's actually a good time. You know, it's after the start of the new year, and it's a great time to start looking and just taking to see what the numbers might look like for you.
Okay. So I should give you a call then, or you'll give me a call?
You can give me a call. I mean, I'll give you a call, too, because I'll have you in my calendar. So if you want, I'll send you an email, and then I'll put it in my calendar that as soon as the new year hits, I'll give you a call.
Okay, you promise, right?
I promise. I'll have you in my calendar. I'll call you on the new year. I'll be the first one to wish you a happy new year.
Yeah, well, you have a happy holiday. Thank you for, you know, helping. I mean, you know, like, not everybody is willing to help, so that's why it's so hard when you don't know what you're doing, you know. It's, like, so hard, and you don't want to make the wrong move, you know.
No, so. you want to have all the information up front, have it explained to you, and that way you can kind of just – when we do it, we'll go through it together. So we'll go step by step,
right.
So you'll understand everything that we're doing, and we'll go from there, okay?
Yeah, because I have, like, one – little bill I want to take off, because that was the one thing I wanted to do. I wanted to make sure a lot of my stuff was clear when I was trying to go, because I didn't want to have a whole bunch of bills. So I have one thing I want to take off, and that will be cleared up by this month. It's not a lot. It's like a $1,500 bill, but I want to pay that up, and then I want to start doing it. So I think we'll start comparing in, like, January. At least we'll see where I stand. If I could do it, fine. If I can't, I can't, you know?
Exactly. And if you can't, we'll show you how you can. And we'll give you show you a time frame of how you can get to where you're looking to get to. So that's what we do.
Okay, great. So please make sure you give me your information. Please.
I'll do that. I appreciate you taking the call, John. It was great talking to you. And again, I'll give you a call in 2 years, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi.
Hi, Misty. Misty. Hi. Hi, Misty. Hey. Hi, Misty. Hi. Hi, Misty. Misty. Hi, Misty. Hey. Hi, Misty. Okay. Hi. Hi, Misty. Hi. What's up, huh? What's up, Misty? What's up, huh? Huh? Misty! You want a snack? Huh?
You have been kicked from this conference.